rounding out this Morricone set, music from the movie When Man is the Prey from 1972, showing us what he can do with the purity of vocals. Music from the Italian film Children Ask Why, or I figli chiedono perché, focusing on universal themes of love, war, and racial hatred, as seen from a child's perspective on the eve of war, where love grows between Arabic and Jewish children as they pass on an impressive lesson on the adults. And then back to more music from When Man is the Prey, a thriller, a drama, a revolutionary activist, and a stalker flick. Lots of content from an early 1970s wannabe exploitation flick. These couple of tracks were a little dark, a little experimental, and some eerie brilliance produced with electronics and acoustic unease. We can hear him pushing form into avant-garde territory. Like lots of this kind of music, rather than enjoy it like a pop record, enjoy the physicality of it. Abstraction usually being more physical in its materials. Before that, music from Machine Gun Kane from 1974, setting the stage for a gripping tale of crime in the gritty world of 1960s Las Vegas, starring John Cassavetes, Britt Eklund, Peter Falk, and Gina Rowlands. I need to look into that. And then we started this Morricone set with his music for the film Malamondo from 1964, the Mondo films, a subgenre that seems to have disappeared despite their popularity in the 1960s with the release of Mondo Cane, Women of the World, Africa Addio, and this one, Malamondo. Well, all right, here's an English acoustic guitarist, CWK Joins, with a heavy thumb-led finger-picking style technique that harks back to traditional country blues and early ragtime. Sometimes there's even a subtle, unassuming experimentation, maybe some collage fragments, field and plein air recordings, a nice little 7-inch 45 RPM. Here is Interference of the Cam Shakedown.
History of rock and longer than time itself. I've got cramping pains in my knees and thumbs. This is my last 5 pounds in my hand. So highly self along today one and get a 6-foot-5 deal on the cans. I'm not in control of my senses no more. I crouch in the wrath of the storm. It's just bent hinges where once hung doors. My perception is all frayed and torn. So if, as they say, you are a good-hearted man, there's a glint of God's light in your eyes. Don't make me make some shit remix of your song. I could do it, but I just won't try. Story of my life.
solemn hold of who you are, always okay in the hide your eyes from what you can't come.
Music from Royal Trucks, from a little 7-inch 45 single. That was Hero Zero, spreading some lo-fi experimental punkishness from 1989. Bree White before that, from a lovely little blue 7-inch split with James Fella, showing us a mischievous spirit as she picks and fumbles her way through an expansive collection of instruments, occasionally putting her voice out there, with a tune called Untitled from 2007. And then starting off the set, if you just dropped in, with some very independent guitar playing from CWK Joins and the Restless Dead.
X-Ray FM is supported by PDX Jazz, a nonprofit organization presenting jazz performances and associated education programming in the Pacific Northwest, with a mission to evolve the art of jazz by engaging community, celebrating live performance, and enhancing arts education. More information and event schedule at www.pdxjazz.org.
Whoops. Rarely do we get to hear what composers envisioned for a project that ultimately never made the final cut. This release is Anonymous Rejected Film Score by John Murphy. Even though the score hit the cutting room floor, he always felt it was one of his better, more original efforts, while thinking of it as the lost score without a film. Here is 3:59 a.m., a very internalized and cinematic passage.
Thank you.
Yeah, it does. Music from the debut album from Portland bassist Russ Garlow. The album is Big Water, inspired by Oregon's rivers. We heard Nehalem Night with Moon. Some supernatural horror before that. Music from Joseph Bishara's film score to The Other Side of the Door. Bringing us a spectrum of unorthodox approaches for a unique and rather dark aesthetic. From his studio to the screen to our eyes and ears. All good stuff. I want to thank you for joining me today with The Sound of Pictures. I'm Shilly, coming to you every Sunday morning from 8 until 9. If that's not a good time, go to the archive online at xray.fm and click on shows at the top of the page. You can also send me a text message if you feel moved. I'm at 971-220-KXRY. Stay tuned for Jazz in the New Millennium, coming up in about 4 minutes with Rick Mitchell. All right, let me leave you with music from the Golden Palominos, giving us a picture of the mid-1980s. Jody Harris and Richard Thompson on guitars, with Sid Straw singing Kind of True from their album Visions of Excess.